Good morning, everybody. So today we're going to continue our discussions of opening different types of packaging on Shabbos. And once again, all of this information is lifted straight from Rav Eliadag, all of this material for the Smichas Chaver program. But today, probably most commonly, is the issue of opening soda bottles on Shabbos or water bottles on Shabbos. Is that mutter? Is it aser? Is it a machlokas? Spoiler alert, machlokas, you probably could have predicted that. But let's go through the six possible issues that come up when it comes to opening packaging on Shabbos, and we'll see which are the core issues that we need to discuss. So when it comes to bona and soser, the first two issues that we always talk about, bona and soser, non-issue, right? Meaning, ein binyan bekelim, ein stira bekelim, the Gemara says, and Rashi takes that literally, and even according to Tosos, who does not take it literally and says that more sturdy kelim do have binyan stira, but a mustaki, what Tosos calls a mustaki, a more weaker kind of kli, is not subject to binyan ustira. So it seems that certainly a disposable soda bottle and soda cap is certainly not subject to binyan ustira. Another easy one to dismiss is korea. There's not going to be an isra of korea because, as we know, the isra of korea only applies to soft textile type material or paper or something like that, but something that's harder, something that's more of a solid like a metal or a hard plastic is not going to be subject to the melacha of korea. Another easy one to address, let's say, if not dismiss, is the issue of mochek, when it comes to erasing. If there is nothing that you are erasing, because there are no letters nor any pictures on the cap that you're breaking, where you break the ring off the bottom of the cap, if there's no letters or pictures, which, by the way, is a big if, because sometimes there are numbers that are stamped onto the cap, and when you open it up, you're breaking those numbers, so it is a big if, but if there's nothing there, then you don't have to worry about mochek. If there is something there, so then we have to have a separate shiur, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We'll discuss ripping letters when you're opening packaging and things like that. So the issues that remain to discuss are Asiyas Pesach, and our Asiyas Pesach, which is Makom HaPatish, and Mechatech. So let's talk about the primary issues. Now, Asiyas Pesach is not really an issue over here, in the sense that you're not making a Pesach to the bottle. The bottle was already had a Pesach, and that same Pesach is there the entire time. You're just removing the bottle cap. But it's a similar type of issue, in that Asiyas Pesach is not really a melacha on Shabbos. What's the melacha on Shabbos? The melacha is Makom HaPatish. That you might be doing. It might be a violation of Makom HaPatish. Not on the bottle. The bottle is the same bottle it always was. You're not changing the bottle in any meaningful way whatsoever. What you're actually changing is the bottle cap. Meaning the bottle cap, it could be that that's a Makom HaPatish by pulling off the ring on the bottom of the bottle cap as you open the bottle cap, and now you have a usable, functional bottle cap that you're going to be able to use each time you want to open and close the bottle. That might be a violation of Makom HaPatish. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Halachat HaZayin that anytime one completes a job, it's included in Makom HaPatish, and the Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Aleph Simchon Ches explains that Makom HaPatish is a general term that includes anything that completes a specific job, and that means even if a kli can be used the way it is, but it still needs some final touches to look nicer, maybe to be a little more functional, that's going to be a violation of Makom HaPatish. Makom HaPatish is an independent malacha. It doesn't mean that you're doing another malacha to finish the kli. Just the very act of finishing the kli is a malacha. So even if it's not korea, and it's not bona, and it's not soser, and it's not mochek, it's not any other malacha, Makom HaPatish is a malacha that is independent in its own right. So if you open a bottle cap on Shabbos, question is that Makom HaPatish? So there are three basic approaches to this issue. One basic approach is that of Morenu Rav Shechter Shlita, as well as Rav Asher Weiss in his Tshuvas Minchas Asher, Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Ches. Rav Asher has a lengthy tshuva on the topic where he says that it certainly is a violation of Makom HaPatish. A metal bottle cap, a plastic bottle cap, doesn't make a difference. You open a soda bottle, a water bottle on Shabbos, that it's a violation of Makom HaPatish mi de'oraisa. To the extent that if a person were to someone just told me that they asked Rav Shechter if they can ask a non-Jew to open their bottles for them on Shabbos, and Rav Shechter said no, that Mir La'akum is not mutter on a de'oraisa. So they hold it very, very seriously. So much so that Rav Asher Weiss is of the opinion that even though if you have a machlokas about something, if there's a debate in a particular halachic issue, generally speaking, you're allowed to ask somebody who holds that it's mutter to do it for you, but he said not on this issue, because those who hold that it's mutter are just wrong. That this is a violation of Makkah B'Patish, and you're not even allowed to ask somebody else to do it for you. That is approach number one. A second approach is sort of a medium approach, a compromise approach, and that is the approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, well, you have to look carefully at the cap. What is the bottle cap made out of? And then you'll be able to go back and look at how it is made, and that might make all of the difference in terms of determining whether this is Makkah B'Patish or not. There are some bottle caps that are metal bottle caps. Sometimes you'll see a bottle cap on like a very cheap wine, you know, that doesn't have a cork in it. I guess, you know, one level above boxed wine and one level below wine with a cork is wine with a metal screw off bottle cap, or like sparkling grape juice, right? That's what comes with that. And a lot of times you get like a million of those for Shalach Manos, and then like you want to open a sparkling grape juice and so it has a metal bottle cap. You'll see it on olive oil sometimes, things like that. It used to be Kedem grape juice had that, but they've since gotten rid of that. They no longer have metal bottle caps as far as I've seen in the last 15 years or so. But that's one type of cap. The other type of cap is a plastic cap, like you see on a bottle of seltzer like we have right here, or on the water bottles like we have right here, where it's a plastic cap, and when you open up a plastic cap, again, a ring comes off. On all of them, a ring comes off. The way they're made, though, is totally different. When it comes to the metal cap, the way the metal cap is made, and you can find this on YouTube, it's just a flat, not flat, it's a cylinder of metal that has no indentations on it, no anything, nothing that would help it twist on and off, and then as a smooth cylinder of metal, it's placed on the bottle. And then when it's on the bottle, it's squeezed on the bottle and all the indentations are made onto the bottle. Meaning, it was never a functional cap before. When you break it off, that piece of metal, you pull off that piece of metal and you twist it off the first time, that is the first time it's being used as a functional cap that can be used again. While it still has that piece of metal on the bottom, you would never be able to squeeze it onto, to screw it onto a bottle. It's only when you unscrew it that it becomes a functional cap. Plastic caps are entirely different. Plastic caps are made independently as a cap. They slam them down on the top of the bottle, or not slam them down, they screw them onto the top of the bottle. There's a machine that screws them onto the top of the bottle with the ring on it. And yet, somehow, when you take it off, the ring falls off. When you, as a tamper-proof thing, the ring falls off. But the ring was on it when it was a bottle cap before it was on the bottle, and then it was screwed onto the bottle as an already existing bottle cap. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Aleph, that a metal cap may not be opened on Shabbos because the caps are totally unusable with the bottom ring on them. It's only when you open it up and the bottom ring falls off that it becomes a usable bottle cap. And that's going to be a violation of Makkah B'Patish. In Mincha Shlomo Chelek Bey Siman Yer Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that plastic caps are fully functional kalim before they're ever placed onto the bottle, and therefore it is not a violation of Makkah B'Patish when you put a plastic cap onto the bottle. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas in Siman Shin Yodalid Osvav, he quotes a lot of Achronim that agree with Rav Shlomo Zalman, make the distinction between plastic caps and metal bottle caps, and he adds that since the plastic caps can be fully removed from the bottle with the tamper-proof ring still intact, meaning it's possible to do that by putting something in between and expanding the tamper-proof ring a little bit, it's possible to pull it off with the ring intact and put it back on with the ring intact, it doesn't lose its status of a kli when it's fastened onto the bottle. And meaning it's not like you're making a new kli because it's already a kli and it's already functional even with the ring on it. Rav Asher Weiss disagrees on a lot of things that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and he writes that opening metal caps and plastic caps are in fact a violation of Makkah B'Patish. A third shita, is that of Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef in Tshuvas Yechavadas, Chelek Beis Simen Mem Beis, Rabbeis disagrees with Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and he disagrees with Rav Asher Weiss, and he holds that you're even allowed to open metal caps on Shabbos, because all caps are basically covers to the bottle, and they don't lose their status as a cover when they're placed and molded onto the bottle and fastened in place, and it looks like a bottle cap before it's put on the bottle. Granted, it's not totally functional, because it's just a smooth piece of a cylinder of metal, but nevertheless it has the same basic shape, and therefore he says, of course, better to open the metal caps before Shabbos, but if you didn't, Rav Avadya Yosef thinks that me ikra din, it's going to be mutter. So that is as far as Makkah Bepatish is concerned. But even if you hold, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say, that it's not a violation of Makkah Bepatish to open a plastic cap, or you hold like Rav Avadya, that it's not a violation of Makkah Bepatish to open either a plastic or a metal cap, you still have another hurdle that you need to clear. And that is it a violation of mechatech? So Shlomo Zalman in Milcha Shlomo Chel Beisim Nir Aleph says, no, it is not mechatech either. Because this is, like we've seen from Shlomo Zalman in previous Yerim, Shlomo Zalman says, whenever it's just a manufacturer that makes it in a certain way, that when you open it up, it just comes out that way, that's not called mechatech. Mechatech means you care about the size of what you are cutting. Meaning, when you cut toilet paper, like we said, if you cut on the dotted lines, says Rosh Hashanah, that's not mechatech, unless you're very makbid that you cut exactly X number of squares, whatever your shita is, I'm sure you have, but you cut X number of squares of toilet paper. If you're cutting X number of squares and you're cutting on the dotted line, so then that's going to be mechatech. But if you just happen to be cutting some random number of squares, the dotted line doesn't make it mechatech. The dotted line just makes it an easier way to cut. It happens to be a toilet paper, there's a separate issue of Korea, but that's not the topic for now. But when it comes to mechatech, you have to be makbid about the size for it to be mechatech. Rav Yashiv is quoted in Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, Perek Yedalit Oschav Zayin, that he disagrees with Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He says, he agrees that there's no Isser of Makkah Bepatish on a plastic cap, but he says you still can't open a plastic bottle cap because it is mechatech when you open the cap. Because Rav Yashiv says there's a reason the manufacturer makes it that way. It's a perfect tamper-proof seal, and the ring is exactly the amount that needs to be left on the bottle, and the part that comes off is exactly enough to make it a functional bottle cap and to cover the bottle effectively. So that would qualify as mechatech. Now in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos Noschav Ches, he adds that opening a metal cap is both makkah patish and mechatech, but there is a way to avoid both prohibitions. And that is, if you make a hole in the top of the cap, it's easier to do on a metal cap than a plastic cap. You take a knife, a sharp knife, and you stab the top of the cap before you open it up, just a moment, and you stab it before you open it up. So the halacha is, in such a case, it's not going to be makkah bepatish because you're not completing a functional bottle cap. By the time you pull it off, it's not a functional bottle cap. It's got a giant hole on the top of it. What about mechatech? Well, you're no longer makbid on the exact size because you have to discard the bottle cap anyway because the bottle cap has a hole in it. Meaning what makes it a violation of mechatech is that you care that you are now left with a perfect size bottle cap that can be used on any bottle, technically, right? Sometimes at the end of a shalosh shudas or a kiddush or something, you'll see that they're just covering bottles, and you know there will be a Dr. Pepper cap on a Sprite and a Sunkist cap on a whatever, right? They work for any soda bottle, but that's only if it's going to work. If it's not going to work in any soda bottle, it's neither makkah bepatish nor is it mechatech. Shmir Shabbos writes that if you make a big hole in a metal cap before opening, then you're certainly allowed to open it on Shabbos. So bottom line, are you allowed to open bottle caps on Shabbos? So certainly when it comes to metal caps, there's much more reason to be machmir, because on metal caps, both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Shechter are machmir, that it is a violation of makkah bepatish, and Rav Yashiv says, on top of that, it's also mechatech. When it comes to the plastic caps, while Rav Yashiv holds it's mechatech, and Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Shechter hold that it's going to be aser, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that the plastic caps are mutter, it's neither mechatech nor makkah bepatish, whereas Rav Avadya Yosef thinks that it's not a problem. And when it comes to but if you want to be able to open up a metal cap easily, you could just break the cap on the top before opening it up, and then l'chora it's us according to nobody. One more detail, and then we'll take questions. What about those water bottles? I'm not seeing any of them right now, but sometimes you have like those larger Poland Spring water bottles that have like a tab that you pull off so that you can you know, flip the lid. Ah, the sports bottle, right, exactly like that. So what about opening that tab? Is that going to be a violation of anything? So is it mechatech? Is it mechatech? Let's start. What do you think? Is that mechatech? So are you makbid on the precise size of that which you are cutting? Can you, if you pull off a little less, is it still functional? If you pull off a little more, is it still functional?
It doesn't need to be exact.
It doesn't need to be exact.
You don't need to pull off.
You don't need to rip the whole thing off.
You don't need to rip anything.
You don't need to rip the whole thing off.
A certain amount.
A certain amount. But you're not makbid on the exact size. That's what I thought. I wasn't sure exactly how they work. Because I never used that. I just screw it off anyway, because I don't know. I don't like the amount of water that comes out when you just flip the top. So I just unscrew the whole thing anyway. What? So on Shabbos, again, screwing it off, that we already discussed. But what about pulling that tab? So mechatech, probably not mechatech. What about makah bepatish? There was a hole in the top of the cap, but it was not a functional cover and, it was not a functional lid that comes on and off. And now it becomes a functional lid. It never was a functional lid. Meaning the way it's produced, probably, I would imagine, is in a mold with that thing on it. Meaning it was never made as a functional lid, and then they added a piece of plastic that you have to pull off. I imagine you're making it into a functional lid. I would think that that's a much bigger problem, that would be a violation of makah bepatish. Someone told me just yesterday that they were walking in Bergenfield, and Rebbetzin Neuberger saw them. Who told me this? Someone tell me this in the car? Someone said this, right? And Rebbetzin Neuberger came out and said, wait, do you open bottles on Shabbos? Do you open bottles on Shabbos? And the person said, yeah. Okay, good, come here, open all of our bottles. Which means that Rebbetzin Neuberger apparently holds that you're not allowed to open bottles on Shabbos, but if someone else does, you're allowed to ask them. So against Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Schechter on that, meaning he's machmir personally. Oh, I don't know. I can tell you what Rebbetzin Neuberger holds based on that story. I can't necessarily tell you what Rav Neuberger holds. Experience tells me they're not. I mean, okay. Anyway, so that's the short story when it comes to bottles and shows. What's that?
Rabbi Leibowitz. Rabbi